KSDK past meeting KSDK present. Tony Gorman talking with Lisa Fu, who was KSDK reporter in 2008. Mm-hmm. And now she is with StoryCorps, and she is back in Wrangell and from doing StoryCorps. And she's going to be talking with us about StoryCorps being Wrangell. But first off, tell us a little bit about StoryCorps for those who don't know what StoryCorps is.
Okay. So there are many ways to look at StoryCorps, and I'll start out by saying that StoryCorps is a conversation between two people who care about each other or who might just be interested in knowing more about one another. It could also be, some people like to describe StoryCorps as kind of a candid photo caught on audio, like an audio version of a candid photo. And StoryCorps is also a national oral history project. And right now what it's doing is their Alaska project was started back in October, and it goes until this coming May. So I was recently in Barrow for about 5 months this winter recording stories from Barrow. And now I'm back in Wrangell, and I'm kind of traveling to different parts of the state. And for the last week of April, though, I get to do StoryCorps in Wrangell, which really, really excites me, because the reason why I went on the StoryCorps website that day and ended up applying for the job was because I was trying to figure out how to get Wrangell, how to get StoryCorps to Wrangell. So the fact that they're finally letting me do StoryCorps in Wrangell is really exciting. So technically what it is I'm a StoryCorps facilitator. So two people, like I said, they can be friends, family members, coworkers, neighbors. You can even just kind of pull in someone that you've always been interested in. Maybe you talk, there's a city market employee that you've always had great conversations with, but you want to know more about that person. So two people come in and they record a conversation for 40 minutes. And some people are really kind of intimidated by the 40 minutes, but it goes by really quickly. And it could be one person interviewing the other person. It could be two people just having a casual conversation. And the premise is that in everyday life, we don't often have 40 minutes to just talk to someone. So in these 40 minutes, you can ask each other questions or tell each other things that you don't ordinarily tell someone on an everyday basis. At the end of 40 minutes, I will give the participants a copy of the recording so they can keep that and do whatever they want with that. And then with their permission, the other copy gets archived in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And for the Alaska Project, they'll also be archived at the library at UAF. So I just said a lot. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. This is really good. Let's backtrack a little bit. Now, the Alaska Initiative, you went, well, actually, it was in five towns. I want to say five. Yeah. It was Nome, Barrow, Dillingham, Unalaska, and Juneau. You went to Barrow. Tell us some of the stories that you came across while you were in Barrow.
That's a good question, and a lot of people ask it. In the 5 months I was there, me and my coworker, Doreen Simmons, and she is a native of Barrow. She's a 61 Inupiaq woman who was great to work with. And while I was there, we recorded close to 70 conversations. So some of my favorite ones was, I had to talk a lot to the community, talk to people I didn't know, and try to tell people what StoryCorps was and have them come in. And it was oftentimes when I was least expecting it that people really took to it. So, for instance, one time I was at the Christmas games at Barrow, and I was just talking to someone about what I was doing here, because people always wondered what you were doing there. And so his name is Roy Nagyak, and he said, "I want to bring in my grandson and tell him about my whaling experience." So he did. He brought in his 10-year-old grandson, and that was just such a great conversation, because one, it was, you know, a grandson speaking to his elderly grandfather. It was a grandfather wanting to share with his grandson. And oftentimes the grandson kind of just came up with questions on his own, and those were really cool to hear too. So I heard a ton of stories about whaling. I heard stories about people living in sod houses. I heard stories about back in the day when, before snow machines, there were dog sleds, that's how they got around. Stories of people who had polar bears as pets. like I heard some pretty cool stories. And then also, you know, not necessarily culture related. We have, there are people in Bear who come from all over the place. So, you know, we also just got really great, like, stories of married couples coming in talking about how they met and how they came to Alaska. So, I mean, the stories just, they just range. There are tons of different ones.
So getting these stories, it's really different from the way StoryCorps in Alaska gets stories, where in the lower 48, if people don't know right now, that I have a sister that worked for StoryCorps as well. And when she travels all over the nation, and they usually have maybe an RV and they just set up at certain conferences, you had to go another route, and everybody else in, who was a part of the Alaska initiative. Tell us a little bit about that, and how difficult or how easy it was to get some of these interviews.
Sure. Like I said, StoryCorps is a national project, a national oral history project. So what they have is they have these things called story booths, and those are kind of semi-permanent structures. There's one right now in Manhattan, and there's one in San Francisco. So those are huge cities where people are walking by, seeing the booth. They kind of hear about it in different ways. And there's lots of people in those places kind of doing outreach. The other thing that StoryCorps has is what's called a mobile booth, is what you were talking about, the Airstream trailer that travels the country to various cities. And they do these 2 to 3 week stops. And there's a lot of promotion before the trailer comes, the RV gets there, so that when they open up the, you know, the reservation system, like StoryCorps slots fill up in 10 minutes. In rural Alaska, it was very, very different. We basically, there were two facilitators in Nome, Unalaska, Barrow, and Dillingham, and we had to basically start from scratch. We had to bring this brand new project to a rural town in Alaska, and that was really, really hard. So it was a lot different. We didn't have people knocking down our doors to do interviews. It was a lot of outreach. It was a lot of educating people what to different organizations, what StoryCorps was. And it was a great experience. It was very different than a usual StoryCorps model, how they usually work, but it was very rewarding. And also, besides those places, the four main sites that we had where they're recording for 6 months, StoryCorps also traveled to Juneau for 1 month and collected close to 100 interviews there, which was great. They've also gone to Anchorage a couple times, and they've gone to we did a door-to-door event in Bethel, Unalakleet, Accutan, and we're going to Cake, Togiak, and Kotzebue. So we're trying to hit a lot of different areas.
Are you going to be going to any of those areas as well, besides like Wrangell?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm leaving for Cake, okay. And next week I'll be in Togiak.
Okay, so now for Wrangell, what are you looking for in Wrangell in terms of StoryCorps? What should people bring to the table, so to speak?
When I tell people that StoryCorps is in Wrangell, a lot of people already have people in mind who, oh, this person would be great, you know? And if you have that inkling, go for it. Like, you know, not to sound morbid, but we're not here forever, so to capture someone's voice and someone's story is really, really meaningful. And not only will you have a copy of it to pass down, it'll also be archived for decades and centuries. So as long as the Library of Congress is around, which will be hopefully a long time, the stories that are collected in Wrangell will be there too.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say about StoryCorps?
There are. What I want to emphasize is that, you know, people get nervous, or they think that they say that I don't have a story to tell, but everyone has a story to tell. And, you know, you don't have to know what it is right away, but if you just come in with a friend or a family member, magical things happen. Like, things come up that you wouldn't even expect to happen. I have people in there who laugh. I have people in there who sing, and a lot of tears are shed also. So it's a great thing to do, with a friend, with a family member, and you'll get this really cool city with a great 40-minute recording on it.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you for stopping by and talking about StoryCorps. And StoryCorps Alaska will be here in Wrangell from April 27th through the 29th at the Irene Engel Public Library. And you can contact Lisa at 874-4003, or get in touch with her by email at lphulfu at storycorps.net. So again, thanks, Lisa, for coming by.
Thanks, Tony. Mm-hmm.